Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 117. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, which wert and art and evermore shall be. Hymn number 117. Imogene from Australia will read from the scriptures.
The Bible, Psalms. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer, with its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 337. Theories which thousands cherish pass like clouds that sweep the sky. Creeds and dogmas all may perish. Truth herself can never die. Hymn number 337.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin our Sunday mornings here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we talk about this week's lesson, other topics that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And it will also be available on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 every Sunday. And that Sunday school has its own dedicated teleconference number. Many of our students do not live in the area, but they attend by telephone. And that means that if you don't live in the area, but you have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend via telephone. Just call the main church number. We'll give you the number for the Sunday school. And our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives vastly improved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services and meetings, we do have a nursery for infants and toddlers. So if you do show up in person, you can bring the whole family. We have 21 different websites, all in different languages. And every one of our websites contains the very finest of Christian Science literature, where you can read, listen to, download the very finest of Christian Science. And we're very grateful that many of you have found one or more of our websites and have found the healing power of Christian Science. This is our missionary work. We are very grateful that Christian Science can be found by people around the world, in many cases in their own language. And everything that's offered on our websites is offered free of charge and with the love of our church. Freely we have received and freely we give. And we are very grateful to those of you who contribute financially to our church that enables us to continue to provide what we provide free of charge. On our English language website, there's an article that is being featured that I would like to point out, entitled Demonstrating Christian Science by Gilbert Carpenter. If you've ever wondered what it means to demonstrate Christian Science, this is a very good article. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from our textbook, which points out the value of studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Janet from New Jersey.
Page 681, Spinal Disease Healed. When I first heard of Christian Science 7 years ago, I supposed that it was some old fad under a new name. In the little Texas town where we then lived, there were two or three Christian Scientists who met at the home of one of their number to read the lesson sermon. Meeting one of them one day, I asked if unbelievers could come to their meetings. She said they could if they wanted to. I went, expecting them to do something that I could laugh at when telling my friends about it. How surprised I was to find out they didn't do anything but read the Bible and another book which they called Science and Health. I still thought it all foolishness, but resolved to go to their meetings until I found out all they believed. I continued to go until I began to understand a little of what they knew, not what they believed. And instead of spending my time telling others what a silly thing Christian Science is, I am now trying to find words to tell what a great and wonderful thing it is. I have been healed of so-called incurable spinal disease of 10 years standing by studying the Bible and Science and Health. Science and Health has been my only teacher, and I wish to send my thanks to our dear leader. There are no other scientists near where we now live, but I have the quarterly and study the lesson by myself. I have 5 small children, and Christian Science is invaluable to me in controlling them and in overcoming their common ills. They often help themselves and each other to destroy their little hurts and fears. Mrs. M.H., Oleta, Oklahoma.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational, spiritual import, and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 28 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Christian Science. The Golden Text, Deuteronomy. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken. The responsive reading, Isaiah. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears.
But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked.
And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins.
I will read from the Bible. Psalms. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. John. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Luke. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. John. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Matthew. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. John. Jesus saith, If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Ephesians. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Florence will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. When a new spiritual idea is born to earth, the prophetic scripture of Isaiah is renewedly fulfilled. Unto us a child is born, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Jesus once said of his lesson, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." John 7:16-17. In the year 1866, I discovered that Christ's science or divine laws of life, truth, and love, and named my discovery Christian Science. God had been graciously preparing me during many years for the reception of this final revelation of the absolute divine principle of scientific mental healing. This apodictical principle points to the revelation of Emmanuel, God with us, the sovereign ever-presence, delivering the children of men from every ill that flesh is heir to. Through Christian Science, religion and medicine are inspired with the divine nature and essence. Fresh opinions are given to faith and understanding, and thoughts acquaint themselves intelligently with God. For 3 years after my discovery, I sought the solution of this problem of mind healing, searched the scriptures, and read little else, kept aloof from society, and devoted time and energies to discovering a positive rule. The search was sweet and calm and buoyant with hope, not selfish, nor depressing. I knew the principle of all harmonious mind action to be God, and that cures were produced in primitive Christian healing by holy uplifting faith. But I must know the science of this healing, and I won my way to absolute conclusions through divine revelation, reason, and demonstration. The revelation of truth in the understanding came to me gradually and apparently through divine power. In following these leadings of scientific revelation, the Bible was my only textbook. The scriptures were illumined, reason and revelation were reconciled, and afterwards the truth of Christian Science was demonstrated. No human pen nor tongue taught me the science contained in this book, Science and Health, and neither tongue nor pen can overthrow it. This book may be distorted by shallow criticism or by careless and malicious students, and its ideas may be temporarily abused and misrepresented. But the science and truth therein will forever remain to be discerned and demonstrated.
since the author's discovery of the might of truth in the treatment of disease as well as of sin, her system has been fully tested and has not been found wanting. But to reach the height of Christian Science, man must live in obedience to its divine principle. To develop the full might of this science, the discords of corporeal sense must yield to the harmony of spiritual sense, even as the science of music corrects false tones and gives sweet concord to sound. After the author's sacred discovery, she affixed the name science to Christianity, the name error to corporeal sense, and the name substance to mind. Science has called the world to battle over this issue and its demonstration, which heals the sick, destroys error, and reveals the universal harmony. To those natural Christian scientists, the ancient worthies, and to Christ Jesus, God certainly revealed the spirit of Christian Science, if not the absolute letter. The term Christian Science was introduced by the author to designate the scientific system of divine healing. The revelation consists of two parts. One, the discovery of this divine science of mind healing through a spiritual sense of the scriptures and through the teachings of the Comforter as promised by the Master. Two, the proof by present demonstration that the so-called miracles of Jesus did not specially belong to a dispensation now ended, but that they illustrated an ever-operative divine principle. The operation of this principle indicates the eternality of the scientific order and continuity of being. Jesus demonstrated the power of Christian Science to heal mortal minds and bodies, but this power was lost sight of and must again be spiritually discerned, taught, and demonstrated according to Christ's command with signs following. Its science must be apprehended by as many as believe on Christ and spiritually understand truth. God selects for the highest service one who has grown into such a fitness for it as renders any abuse of the mission an impossibility. The all-wise does not bestow his highest trust upon the unworthy. When he commissions a messenger, it is one who is spiritually near himself. No person can misuse this mental power if he is taught of God to discern it. Whoever opens the way in Christian Science is a pilgrim and stranger, marking out the path for generations yet unborn. My weary hope tries to realize that happy day when man shall recognize the science of Christ and love his neighbor as himself. When he shall realize God's omnipotence and the healing power of the divine love in what it has done and is doing for mankind. The promises will be fulfilled. The time for the reappearing of divine healing is throughout all time. And whoever layeth his earthly all on the altar of divine science drinketh of Christ's cup now and is endued with the spirit and power of Christian healing. In the words of St. John, "He shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." This comforter, I understand to be divine science.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 11. Angels at the Savior's birth woke with music all the earth. Shepherds in the eastern sky saw a pale star passing by, guiding them at break of day where the babe in meekness lay. Born the gracious news to tell, God with us, Emmanuel. Hymn number 11. Thank you.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought
Let's now sing hymn number 74. Go forth and stand upon the mount, for truth is at thy side. The very rocks may seem to break and earth to open wide, yet error's tempest and its fire before that still small voice retire. Hymn number 74.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Psalms. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Amen.